Be careful what you wish for. Eos bore Tithonus two sons, Emathion, who was to rule Arabia, and Memnon, who grew up to become one of the greatest and most feared warriors in all the ancient world. Tithonus lay with his head in Eos's lap one evening, while she idly twisted his golden hair around her fingers. She was humming softly, but broke off with a sudden hiss of surprise.
"What is it, my love?" murmured Tithonus.
"You trust me, don't you, darling one?"
"Always and entirely."
"I am going away tomorrow afternoon. I shall return as soon as I can. Do not ask me where or why I go."
"Haven't we had this conversation before?"
Her destination was Olympus, and another audience with Zeus.
"Ha! I said you'd be back, didn't I? Didn't I, Ganymede? What were my very words to you, Eos?"
"You said, 'I'm sure you'll be coming back to thank me soon enough.'"
"So I did. What's this you're showing me?"
Eos's hand was outstretched towards Zeus. She was holding something between trembling rosy forefinger and trembling rosy thumb. It was a single filament of silver.
"Look," she said in throbbing accents.
Zeus peered down.
"Looks like a hair."
"It is a hair. It came from my Tithonus's head. It is grey."
"And?"
"My lord, you promised me. You swore that you would grant Tithonus immortality."
"And so I did."
"Then how do you explain this?"
"Immortality was the boon you asked for, and immortality was the boon I granted. You didn't say anything about aging. You never requested eternal youth."
Eos staggered backwards, appalled. This could not be.
"Immortality, you said. Isn't that right, Ganymede?"
"Yes, master."
"But I assumed... I mean, isn't it obvious what I meant?"
"Sorry, Eos," said Zeus, rising. "I can't be expected to interpret everyone's requests. He won't die. That's the thing. You'll always be together."
Eos was left alone, her hair wiping the floor as she wept.